Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Rebbetzins, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Rebbetzin, and let's do this. Parsha Shmini starts off slow. We're back to Karbanos. The Mishkan is up. Kohanim are doing it for real. And then tragedy strikes. Nadav and Avihu, sons of Aaron HaKohen, die, killed directly by Hashem for bringing a foreign, uncommanded fire. We say Moshe, tell Aaron, and the famous words, Vayidom Aaron. Aaron was silent. A little later, Moshe and Aaron disagree on a halacha about Karbanos, and Moshe concedes that Aaron is right. Next up is kosher. The Parsha goes through all the qualifications of a kosher animal, both land and sea. Split hooves, chews its cud, fins and scales, you know this. Then we get a list of non-kosher birds and a list of 4 kosher locusts. Yum! The Parsha concludes by discussing some hilchos of Tahara, particularly that a mikvah is used to purify. And Bnei Yisrael is told to separate between the pure and the impure in all respects, looping back into kashrus. And that's the Parsha. Let's move on to a short part. So, Nadav and Avihu dying jolts me every time I hear about it. It's hard to comprehend on so many levels, and then you add some midrashim, and it gets even harder. The Be'er Yosef, as usual, comes to the rescue, and while he doesn't provide solace, because, well, Nadav and Avihu are dead, and Aaron is silent, and I choke up typing these words, but he does provide some clarity. First, there's the question of, does this punishment fit the crime? All they did was offer an Eish Zara that Hashem didn't command. Is that so bad? For those of you paying attention, this is actually similar to the Dvar Torah we said on Cheda Egel, that Bnei Yisrael just wanted to be close to Hashem, and that's why they created the conduit of the Egel. And the real problem was the lack of tzivoy, the lack of command. It's Hashem's will that gives anything meaning and merit. Everything else is just a reflection of our own egos and desires. So that's one way to look at what Nadav and Avihu did wrong. But still, it feels a bit harsh. There are many mefarshim that explore what Nadav and Avihu's true chait was, and that's why they were killed. And not just killed, it was a most unique and bizarre death. Flames entered their nostrils and burned them internally while leaving the rest of them completely intact, their clothes pristine. Well, we'll get back to their deaths in a sec. So, anywho, the Be'er Yosef refers to a medrash that tells the story of Nadav Avihu walking behind Moshe and Aaron, and trailing behind them was the rest of Bnei Yisrael. Nadav turns to Avihu and says, "When will these two old ones die, and the two of us become the leaders of this generation?" And in response to this comment, Hashem said, "We'll see who buries who." You hear this story, and you think, "Chutzpinyak, what is up with what Nadav is saying? He sounds like a terrible person." But we know he and Avihu weren't. They were one of the greats of their generation. They were the first Kohanim. What is going on here? Coming back to the way Nadav and Avihu died, the first pasuk in Parshas Acharimo says, "Bekarvasam lifnei Hashem vayemusu," that in the act of coming close to Hashem, they died. That's strange, no? Focusing that they were trying to get close to Hashem, and because of that, they died? That kind of goes back to the point we made at first, that it was their will driving them, not Hashem's, but the point still being that their will was an earnest desire to cultivate the closest and bestest relationship with Hashem. If that's the case, let's weave together a few things. There's a concept that a leader is only as great as the people he or she leads. We see this clearly by the Cheda Egel. When Hashem expelled Moshe from Shemayim, he hadn't done anything wrong, but the people he was leading had fallen, so therefore he had fallen by default. And the inverse holds true. Nadav and Avihu knew this, and they also knew that this generation, this Dar Dea, the Dar of knowledge, who met Hashem at Har Sinai, was the peak, the pinnacle. It was all downhill from there. There would be no other generation that would touch the toes to the holiness of this generation. And Nadav and Avihu wanted in on that. The best generation meant the leader had the closest relationship with Hashem, and they so badly wanted that. Go listen back closely to what Nadav said to Avihu. They didn't just want Moshe and Aaron to die so they could be the big man on the block. They want to lead this generation. They just wanted to be closer to Hashem. And this was the clearest, most obvious route to them. But when you're on that level, that comment is inappropriate, even when your intentions are pure. So when they did something wrong, like bring an Aish they weren't supposed to, and it was in the same spirit of the comment, Hashem showed no mercy. He's medakdek im tzadikim kechot hasaira. So the ending doesn't change. It's still a devastating moment in Klal Yisrael's history, during the joy and celebration of the Mishkan, no less. But I guess I find some clarity and insight in it. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha. Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.